Look in, get the inside. Look inside. I guess that's kind of what I'm thinking of when we talk about radiology, and we have with us Michelle Cousineau from UH joining us. Hi.
Good morning.
When I think of radiology, I think sort of like X-rays. Does it encompass more than just that?
Yes, it does. We have MRI, CAT scan, ultrasound, bone density, regular radiology, and mammography.
What's the reason for all those different types of techniques? What are you looking for in some of those different?
Some show bone only, some show soft tissue, excuse me. Some show ligaments, tendons, air fluid levels in the stomach or the bowels. Each modality shows the body in a different way.
So it depends on kind of what you're looking for or how far into the body you're looking for something.
Right, and a couple of the modalities like ultrasound and MRI don't have radiation where the others do.
Okay, so there's obviously different concerns because of that.
How did you get into that field?
Actually, my grandmother suggested that I check the school out that was in Sandusky at Providence Hospital. And I did, and I liked it, so I started going there a year later.
How about that?
What was it that kind of made it so interesting to you or appealing to you?
It was amazing to me to see what the body could go through with injury or disease and still function.
So talk a little bit about what kind of things go on if people are, you know, choosing how to get these processes done. What kind of advice do you have?
Talk with your doctor. We're learning more and more about radiation safety and long-term effects from the radiation exams that we've had. And you really should have it when it's absolutely necessary. There are lots of studies showing some cancers that could be related to radiation, but not always. So it's always best to talk it over with your doctor. You have to look at the benefits versus the risk of any radiation exam.
So for someone coming here, they would be recommended by a doctor to have such and such procedure done, and then you would carry it out?
Correct. We cannot do any radiology, ultrasound, or MRI procedure without a physician order.
And how is that information then transferred back to that patient's doctor?
A radiologist will view the images that the technologist takes, and he will provide a formal reading of his interpretation of what that showed.
Okay. And how does it get back to the doctor then? Is it electronically transmitted or physically transmitted?
Yeah, we have some pretty good electronic processes that they will dictate into a dictaphone. It gets transcribed and then electronically sent to the physician.
So it's a lot faster than it used to be, I imagine, because maybe you'd have a test done and the doctor would say, we'll call you in a week or two, but that's not necessarily the case anymore.
No, depending if the doctor orders it as a routine or a stat, it can be immediate results, or if it's a routine study, it can take up to 3 days.
Good to know.
Yeah, and it's one of those things too, I guess, people are a lot of the times anxious when they go.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of anxious people.
How do you kind of allay those fears? What kind of things are going on at that time to sort of get them, you know, comfortable being able to do something?
Well, the techs take a very thorough history because the radiologist that reads a study doesn't see the patient, him or herself. So the technologist interviews the patient to find out what is going on. They document that so the radiologist has a better understanding of what that patient is experiencing. And then they keep that into consideration as they're reading their images.
What kind of training or schooling is involved for members of your team?
It is anywhere from 1 to 2 years, depending on which modality they select. And after that training, they also have clinical experience. They have to have a certain number of hours, and they have to take a registry, and they become registered in that modality. And some of the technologists have several registries.
I suppose they also then have to get trained on any of the new equipment, because technology is a big part of medicine, and especially with these types of things, there's always that new model or new version of something that's coming out.
Technology is constantly evolving, and it's every year we're doing something new. Every year, even if we have the same equipment, we have to competency the staff because we have to prove to ODH that everybody is competent to run the equipment.
What about the equipment itself? There's obviously the services that have to be done. There's a whole other, maybe the people that supply that company will have the technicians then to work on it, fix on it. Anybody who has equipment, there's always things that need to be done.
Right. We have, there's pretty strict regulations about how often that equipment gets checked by the service engineers. We have to have records of all that. And when we're inspected by ODH, Ohio Department of Health, we have to show all that documentation so they know that we are keeping everything working properly so the patients get the best exam possible.
Right. So they're able to get whatever they need because there's no... Nobody wants to go through certain things more than once if they're
exactly.
In there.
Exactly, especially when you're talking about radiation. We don't want to expose someone more than necessary.
Right. Our guest today, Michelle Cousineau with Radiology here at UH. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.